1071 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. It's a pleasure to welcome once again for the month of October. Christopher Candlin is on the line, board member with L'Arche Stratford. Good morning, Christopher.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you doing?
Doing great. Well, October has been a big month for L'Arche with Walk and Roll. How's it been going? It's wrapping up soon. How's it been going so far?
It's going really well. We're 5 days out. We're technically till the end of the month, but, you know, driggle-draggle of donations are always welcome. We're doing really well. We're over $5,300 with the Canada Peer-to-Peer, which is above what we did last year, and we're thrilled. And cash and check pledges have been coming in as well, which have been really helpful, but so far we haven't got a total. Those are still rolling in. So we're really happy. And we're at the point now where we're two-thirds of the way for meeting our goal to begin construction at 426 Britannia. So this next little while is a real fundraising push to get those final dollars in so that we can put shovels in the ground.
Exactly. And it's in kind of virtual, or at least on your own time, for the month of October. This is a big event for L'Arche Stratford, Walk and Roll. And I've been just so taken with the Facebook page with L'Arche Stratford, just the teams that have gotten together, braving some pretty awful weather at times this month.
They've been real troopers. And the Facebook page has been really helpful. You to our campaigns administrator, amazing woman, has been keeping that going every day, and that's really helped, I think. And so we're really doing well. We are also excited that we're at the point where we've signed a contract with Phelps Design Build to sort of manage the project, and they're in the midst of getting all the final, you know, dollars and cents and pennies organized. And getting those sort of things going. So it's really exciting that we've got a really lovely company to help us out with this. And we're really happy about that.
Oh, that is wonderful. And again, so many members of our community stepping up. We'll do a special shout out to Dennis and his team at GoTech Networking Solutions for their generous donation towards the Be Belong Become Capital campaign. So that's great news too there, Christopher.
It's fabulous news. And we're really happy that people like GoTech are doing this kind of thing, because L'Arche has been a part of Stratford for many, many decades. And so it's nice that Stratford, folks around Stratford are recognizing that and helping us do an even better job of looking after our core members and helping these people be real people in the real world. And that's really helpful.
Walk and Roll is wrapping up, shall we say, for the month of October. And Christopher, if they'd like some details, still not too late to be a part of this, but you can certainly make a donation.
Certainly. You can make a donation on Canada Helps on the peer-to-peer page set up. You can also call the L'Arche office at 519-271-9751 and speak to you at extension 224. You can also go onto the website, larchstratford.ca, and make a donation directly through a button on that page. It's exciting times, and we're 5 days out from the end of the technical end of the month, but we hope that people will continue to be very, very generous as they've been this month.
I think so. It sounds like it's been a big success. L'Arche Stratford, Walk and Roll. And Christopher, after this, I know we have to kind of wait and see for other events down the line. Anything tentatively being planned?
There are a lot of balls up in the air at the moment. We're hoping that we'll be able to do the Mardi Gras again in February. Depending on what the government says, it may again be one of the virtual Mardi Gras, or we may have a live and in person. That is a long way out, but we'll see how things go.
We'll certainly cross our fingers for that. Christopher Candlin with L'Arche Stratford. Thanks so much for this, Christopher, and wish everybody at L'Arche all the best for us.
We will do indeed. And thank you, Jamie, and all the folks that you are with for all your help, because it's been a big, big part of the success. And we really appreciate it.
Thanks, Christopher.